Sunny Young. Happy Thursday, Sunny.
Happy Thursday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, understand the Commonwealth Games top your sports report today.
Kim, with the All-Africa Games officially celebrating a 50th anniversary this week in Congo, Brazzaville, let's look ahead a bit at another international multi-sports competition to be held on the continent. South Africa has been awarded the 2022 Commonwealth Games. It will mark the first time the Games will be held in Africa. The president of South Africa's Olympic Committee is Gideon Sam.
His Royal Highness Prince Imran, members of the CGF Executive and members of the Evaluation Committee, I stand before you today an extremely proud South African. We are ready to host the 2022 Commonwealth Games for the first time on the African soil in Durban, eThekwini, South Africa in 2022. The fundamental premise of our submission is that the Games will provide an opportunity to fast-track our development both at an economic and social level. In particular, the development and inspiration of our young people, not only in South Africa, but in the rest of the Commonwealth. Youth empowerment sits at the core of our legacy program, a legacy which will begin upon your awarding us the Games.
The 2022 Commonwealth Games will be held from July 18th to July 31st in Durban, opening on the birth date of the late South African president and anti-apartheid hero Nelson Mandela. The opening and closing ceremonies, as well as the athletics action, will be held at the Moses Mabhida Stadium, which hosted matches during the 2010 Football World Cup in South Africa. You can see a photo of the stadium at the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address of my Facebook page is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And three of my Facebook friends in Nigeria have chipped in their comments over South Africa winning the hosting rights to the 2022 Commonwealth Games. Felix Ukwe, writing from Warri, Nigeria, writes, "Congratulations to Africa, and most especially South Africa." SSX Man, one of my friends in Ouchi, Nigeria, says, "Good luck to South Africa." And Paul Confi, writing from Abuja, Nigeria, says, "Long way to go, Mr. Sunny. Wishing Mama Africa and its athletes all the very best by then."
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Game on, VOA sports fans. In African athletics, Kenya's Jeffrey Rono will defend his title in Saturday's Borel Prague Grand Prix 10-kilometer road race in the Czech Republic. When he's not training for his next race, Jeffrey leads an interesting life back home in Kenya. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Jeffrey Rono in Prague to find out more. Here's Andy.
I'm sitting here a couple of days before the Birel Prague Grand Prix with the winner of last year's title, Geoffrey Rono of Kenya. Now, you might think we're going to talk about his prospects for the race, and he's the course record holder, and he had a big wins over Wilson Kipsang and Geoffrey Mutai last year. Indeed we are. But first of all, we're going to hear about a side of Geoffrey Rono, which I've only learned about in the last hour or so, and that is Geoffrey Rono, Kenyan wildlife ranger. And it's not a sinecure, it's a real job he combines with his running. Geoffrey, you were telling me that you've been a wildlife ranger in Kenya for 11 years, and you combine this with what we call a professional running career that you've trained seriously since 2012, so 3 years. What first motivated you to become a wildlife ranger?
I became motivated to be a wildlife ranger since my school days time. I was motivated to the fact that in my village I have some people who have been working there as rangers, others working as police, and also others working from Kenya Defence Forces. So I like the way they were dressing, the way they were behaving when they come to our homes. Sometimes they could bring my biscuits to when we were young, and I said,
and. You and your friends, when you were boys, you spend weekends, would you? I mean, tracking animals, hunting animals in the bush, I mean, kind of for fun, which, of course, we now would think, well, that's also training for running in disguise. But you were always active and out there in the bush, tracking and in a sense, perhaps rehearsing to be a ranger.
Yeah. When we were young boys, we used to, over the weekend and holidays, to go and hunt. But it led a turnstone for me to be a ranger. I'm now safeguarding them instead of hunting, like before. So at first, we were hunting just only for fun. But in later days, it all turned out that I'm not the one who's looking out of them. No more kidding.
Now, you're very active. I mean, people might think, oh, yes, you're a ranger, but perhaps in name only. But in our chat earlier over dinner, you've assured me you do your duties fully as a ranger. And sometimes you could be, say, on duty 5 days straight, and you do regular night shift as a ranger on sentry duty. So how do you combine that with training at the level you do? I mean, you ran 27:28 for the Prague 10K to win it last year. That is really fast. How do you combine your two lives, ranger and runner?
I've been taking it positively. First, I decide to utilize my time that I get. I try to budget my time, and I know that after this, I will be doing this. So my sentry duty is just only normal duty like any other duty. I just only, when I only night duty, I take it to be a day, so that I train in the day and sleep. So it's just only a matter of changing times of rest, yeah.
And when you're out on, well, anti-poaching operations, you and your colleagues in the Ranger Force, I mean, you come into contact with poachers, don't you? I mean, you're carrying a gun. You got trained by the British Army, who often come out to train to train themselves in Kenya. But you're out there, in a way, on the front line, aren't you, hunting down poachers?
Yeah, yeah. That's been my duty. I've been working there for the last 11 years. At first, I go for mandatory military training. I have been attending some things like freshers. It's a continuous training with British Army, training unit in Kenya, that is in Nanyuki. So it's just a matter of techniques. And concerning the work of ranger, I have come across several contacts with poachers. Yeah, we call it in Kenya, we call it shifters. I've recovered some cans. I've recovered also some ivories, of which it has been counted. So it's a normal duty.
Yeah. Well, certainly adds variety to your life. Let's turn to Geoffrey Rono as the runner. As I said, course record holder from your win last year, and you beat Geoffrey Mutai into second place. And earlier, you beat Wilson Kipsang in the Olamuts half marathon, also part of the Run Check series. You've had a couple of injury problems this year. You didn't run the Olamuts half this June because of hamstring trouble. So what's your form like now? You've been back home in Eton, but how are you feeling for Saturday night's race?
This year I was not such lucky enough because of minor injuries, but I'm now picking up. The last few trainings have been going on well. I'm now back to my normal shape.
You were so dominant, so strong last year. Is there perhaps in your mind a worry that you can't be quite as strong again? Or do you feel really fit in your mind as well as your body?
I am back to my shape. At now, I'm in good shape. Yeah, so I've come back.
You ran 2:10 for the marathon in Prague in May, and then again you seem to be having some injury problems after that. Is also the Prague Grand Prix, the 10K race Saturday night, is that also something that you can see as a yardstick in terms of, is your real potential, do you feel, at the marathon?
Yeah. I am in good form now. I've recovered well. I'm ready to run on Saturday, and I used to improve on my time before going for the next marathon before the end of this year.
Well, interesting prospect, and that was Geoffrey Rono, not only defending champion in the Birol Prague Grand Prix 10K on this Saturday evening in the Czech capital, but also a Kenyan wildlife ranger. Geoffrey, thank you very much for that insight into your, may I say, double life. Thank you, Geoffrey.
Thank you, Joe.
American tennis star Serena Williams remains on course for the first calendar year Grand Slam since 1988. Serena beat Dutch opponent Kiki Bertens in straight sets 7-6 and 6-3 to advance to the third round of the U.S. Open in New York City. Serena is bidding for her fourth consecutive singles title in New York, and she's trying to become the first player since Steffi Graf 27 years ago to win all four major tournaments in the same year. Next up for Serena Williams is American countrywoman Bethany Mattek-Sands, who advanced to the third round of the U.S. Open for the first time by beating another American, Coco Vandeweghe. Meanwhile, Serena's older sister, Venus Williams, also advanced to the third round with a 3-3.